few months ago, the British historian Paul Johnson wrote an article in The Spectator entitled, "Who Was the Most Right-Wing Man in History?" Among the candidates he considered was the Duke of Cambridge, who once remarked, "They say I am against reform. I am not against reform. There is a time for everything. And the time for reform is when it can no longer be resisted." I do not know whether our speaker this evening would make Paul Johnson's list of the most right-wing men in history, but he certainly deserves to belong on any list of the ablest and most articulate British conservatives of our generation. William Hague was born in 1961 and brought up in Yorkshire. He graduated with first-class honors from Oxford University, and while at university was president of the Oxford Union. He received an MBA with distinction from the INSEAD Business School in France, and has described himself to me as a management consultant prior to entering politics. In 1989, while still in his 20s, he entered Parliament as a Conservative Party member from Richmond, Yorkshire. He has now served continuously for 17 years. In 1995, he entered the cabinet of John Major as Secretary of State for Wales. 1997 was a very good year for Mr. Hague. He married, and he became the leader of the Conservative Party in the House of Commons, the youngest leader of the Tories in 200 years. While leader of the opposition from 1997 until 2001, he engaged in something like 200 debates and verbal jousts with Prime Minister Tony Blair. Following the defeat of the Conservative Party at the polls in 2001, our speaker resigned as leader of his party in the Commons. A few years later, however, in 2005, he returned to the Tory front bench as shadow foreign secretary, where his words and policy statements have brought him renewed prominence and a dash of controversy from time to time. It is not primarily Mr. Hague's political attainments, however, that have brought him to our platform tonight. He was recently quoted as saying that his resignation as Tory leader in 2001 was the best thing that ever happened to me. Although he is very possibly the next Foreign Secretary of Great Britain, earlier this year he remarked that political ambition is no longer what makes me happy. Since 2001, he has taught himself to play the piano and has learned to sail. He is an avid cross-country skier and a practitioner of judo, another reason to offer him deference this evening. All this while continuing to serve as a member of Parliament, a frequent public speaker, and until quite recently, an advisor to many British companies. Most interestingly, since 2001, our speaker has become an accomplished historian and biographer. In 2005, he published this book, William Pitt the Younger, a 556-page biography of the youngest prime minister in British history, a man who took the political helm in 1783 at the age of 24, and remained prime minister for nearly all of the next 22 years of his life. Mr. Hague's biography has been acclaimed in the United States and Great Britain as a masterful and elegant biography. It is still on the British bestseller lists, and I am told has sold over 100,000 copies in Great Britain. It won the History Book of the Year Award at the British Book Awards last year. Its author is now completing another biography, a biography of William Wilberforce, which will be published next year. He has also served as a consultant to the forthcoming Hollywood film Amazing Grace, about Wilberforce, Pitt the Younger, and the British abolition of the slave trade, which incidentally we will be commemorating next year, the 200th anniversary thereof. Mr. Hague tells us that someday he intends to write a biography of Pitt the Elder, after whom Pittsburgh, where we meet, is named. How, one might ask, does he find time to do all this? He has told an interviewer that his writing is done at dead of night. I half expect that later this evening he will retire to his room and complete another chapter before breakfast. I trust you begin to see why we are honored to have him as our keynote speaker this evening. The Philadelphia Society has convened this weekend to explore anew the roots of American liberty. It seems fitting that we launch our conversation with a voice, if you will, from the mother country, a politically experienced voice, and a talented biographer familiar with the 18th century British political culture out of which American liberty arose. The title of his address is Pitt the Elder, Pitt the Younger, and the British Contribution to Liberty. Please join me in welcoming the Right Honorable William Hague.